welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This podcast episode is sponsored by the Courageous Tribe. So if you're listening to this podcast, I've made some assumptions about you. I assume you have a dream and a purpose that you're chasing after. And the dream is so big, it scares you a little bit. And so you tune in each week to get a dose of courage along the journey. Now, I realize a dose once a week isn't enough, and y'all have shared that in my DMs and messages on social media posts and via email. Y'all need a dose of courage every day. And so that's why I created the Courageous Tribe. It was a divine download that God gave me back in March, right at the start of the pandemic. And when I got the download, I thought to myself, no, this is probably not a good time to launch this. This is my conversation with God, okay? This is probably not a good time to launch this. People are in a pandemic. People don't have money. Everybody's afraid. People are overwhelmed with all of these things. And the Lord is like, yes, I know. That's why they need this Courageous Tribe. That's why they need this message I've given you. That's why they need you to show up and do this thing. So are you going to listen to me, or are you going to listen to your fears? And y'all know me, I was like, well, let me listen to the Lord. Within 2 days, I had completely outlined and designed the program, had a sales page, sent out a sales email, and had women enrolled in the program, a program that wouldn't start for another 3 weeks. I was just blown away by how quickly God moved. But that's the thing, when it's a good idea, it's a good idea, that's great. But when it's a God idea, there is no stopping it. So if you are pursuing your purpose or chasing after this dream life or trying to say yes to this calling on your life, then you realize that you need to embrace courage as a lifestyle, that we have to be strong and very courageous in the pursuit of the things that God has promised us. And that does not happen in spurts. We have to build daily habits of courageous living. And that's exactly what the Courageous Tribe helps you to do. Every single day, you will get an email from me, Courage Molina, directly into your inbox. And it's going to give you a task that is clear, easy, and something that can be done in less than 20 minutes. It's going to help you build daily habits of courageous living. Courage is a lifestyle. It's not just my name. It's not just my brand. For those of us who are saying yes to the call and who are chasing our purpose down, we know that courage has got to be a lifestyle, because it's not going to be easy, even though we've been called for it. So if you are ready to take the guesswork out of how you can keep your confidence up and how you can keep yourself focused and how you can bounce back when things don't go the way you think they are going to go, especially when you're following God, if you're ready to get rid of that and you're looking for clarity and consistency and something that you can add to your daily routine to help you chase your purpose, then you're ready for the Courageous Tribe. If you want to keep struggling, hey, we all have choices to make in life. But if you are done with that, head on over to bit.ly/Courageous Tribe. It's a short link, bit.ly/Courageous Tribe. If you can't remember that, that's fine. You can slide into the DM, hit me up on Messenger at Courage Molina, and I will be happy to send you the link and answer any questions that you have. Okay. And because I know you are a woman who is chasing after her purpose, I know that you are going to love today's guest and today's podcast episode. So my guest today is someone who has become, our friendship has grown so quickly over such a short amount of time, but I wanted her to be on the podcast before we even became friends. So don't worry. This is not like, oh, she my friend. let me put her on the podcast. It's not like that. Our guest today is Erica Davenport. She's the founder of She Pursues Purpose. She leads women of faith into discovering their personal path to purpose. As a purpose partner and mentor, Erica equips and empowers the busy mother with the practical and spiritual tools needed to walk in her purpose without neglecting her family or herself. Through her personal and professional experience, Erica has been able to help women create a blueprint that turns their visions into realities. Women who have partnered with Erica through her Purpose Partner Program have gained the confidence, clarity, and courage to walk in their calling. She Pursues Purpose offers a variety of resources for the woman in pursuit of purpose. All right, let's get to it. Welcome, Erica, to the Dose of Courage podcast.
Hey, Courage, thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you said yes. I know y'all heard the fancy bio, but I love her like in real life. We had a quick fast. I feel like we did like speed dating for friendship. We went from like, oh, we kind of know each other to like, okay, we're checking in a couple days a week now. So yep. Just like overnight, just being very intentional. And I think that's so important. And so I actually love her. I only bring all the great people anyway. Erica, I thought that you would be the perfect person because there are so many women out there who are struggling to find or identify their purpose, right? Especially right now. But here you are living proof and you are living out your purpose, which is amazing. How did you get here?
Well, I would say that it was a journey. Originally, I kind of knew, I've always knew there was more to me. Like I knew that God had more for my life, but I didn't know what that was. And so I originally was like frustrated, irritated, angry, all of these emotions. But then I really just began to ask God, what is my purpose? And that was the foundation for where I am now, is just asking God, what can I do? And I went on a spiritual retreat at home, and I just kind of really got into the word. I went to different events when it was safe. I just gathered as much information that I could, and just through a lot of prayer and fasting and just learning from other people, I realized that in my process of discovering my purpose, that God had really been equipping me through my spiritual journey, through my educational journey, to help other women pursue their purpose. And so that's how I started She Pursues Purpose. And from there, it was really just a leap of faith. I started off by thinking, okay, I think God wants me to help other women discover and pursue their purpose to, I know this is what God has called me to do. So really it was just identifying what I could do, taking my gifts, taking my interests, taking my passions, and applying it to people who I knew that I could help.
I love it. You said a lot right there. So I'm going to go back and unpack some of that stuff. The first thing that you said you did in this journey was recognizing that there was more for you. What happened? Was there something that happened? Was there a turning point for you? What led you to a space? Or did you just wake up one day and was like, oh, I know there's more? How did you get to a place where you were recognizing that you weren't living your most purposeful life?
I think it started a lot during my marriage. It's like as women, we can lose ourselves. We get so busy in serving our family and taking care of our kids and working and doing all these things. And I just did not feel fulfilled after a while. Like I realized I got lost in my roles and I kind of had lost my identity. So it was just something. My husband has two businesses and I was helping him, and I'm proud of him, but at the same time, it's like, I know I ain't born to be a virtual assistant or some sort of assistant. Like this is not even where I feel like I'm utilizing my gifts. And so just after probably years of just doing the routine stuff, cooking, cleaning, working, taking care of the family, it's like I just felt this hunger for more. And I'm like, I know based off who I am and who I serve, I know that there's more to me. And I just, that feeling of meaningless and not feeling like you're serving and giving your all, that's what really made me start the journey and began to ask God, what is it that I can do with what I have?
I think that's so common. I know I definitely felt that at the start of my journey as well. It's like you kind of get into these things. We focus on our immediate needs. It's also not something that we're taught coming up. So we don't have conversations around purpose or talking about purpose until we are much older. It's not something you hear in school. It's not something that you hear in college. It's not how people choose what they'll do when they become adults for the most part. So we just kind of get into this space of living and taking on these roles of career woman, like, okay, I graduated from college, now I need a job, or I wanted a husband, now I have a husband and I'm a mom and I have a home. And we kind of take care of the immediate needs. We don't often check in to see, like, are these things that I'm doing, is this in alignment with my purpose, with the purpose that God has for me? And I think, what's great is that you're really talking about reflecting, because it's so easy for us to get caught in a rut or stuck in a rut and not even recognize that we just open our eyes one day, or we're ignoring all of the signs that are showing us that we feel unfulfilled. We're going to bed at night feeling like, dang, yes, it was a good day, right? Not that there was some tragedy. It was a good day, but my heart and my spirit and my soul just yearns to do more. And I think that's a great way to identify that you're not walking in your purpose when you feel these moments of this it for the next 80 years, like, this all I got, is this every day? Like, nah, there's got to be more. I think that's a great first clue. The next thing you said you did was you were in prayer about it. You didn't just jump into something. And right, especially right now, right? There is a program, a coach, a YouTube channel, a book to help you do anything you might think you want to do. But instead of just jumping out there and doing what everyone else was doing or what's making other people seemingly live happy lives, you started to pray. Was that something that you always had? Have you always been a person like you've always used prayer for direction? Because we're not just talking about praying like, oh, I'm praying that God protects me. Oh, I'm praying for a blessing. This prayer about revelation for purpose, that is more like direction and guidance and instruction. Is that something that you've always done?
For quite some time. I've been saved for quite some time. So I have only grown in my prayer life, you know, and I have only grown in my relationship with God and what I understand now about God, and I want other women to understand, is that in order to know your God-given purpose, you have to know the God that gives that purpose. And like you said, we can try all of these things, and you can get on YouTube, you can sign up for a million webinars, but even if you're doing all those things, if it's not what God has called you to do, you'll still feel unfulfilled. You know, you get busy, you know, and you fill up your schedule, but you're still not aiming at that right target when you just jump in it. I do say that purpose is discovered through a process of elimination. So I didn't just jump right into She Pursues Purpose. I've tried other things, but when I tried it, I wasn't purpose driven, if that makes sense.
Yeah. When you didn't get it right the first time, which I love that you're like, and I think, listen, I want y'all to hear this. Women who are not like, you feel like, oh, I'm not really walking on my purpose. I want you to hear this. We're not saying you're not doing good work. It's a lot of good work out there, but good work and God work when he's called you to something else. You understand? Like, that good work that you're doing, that's wonderful. But if it's not the work that God has called you to do, it's easy for you to still feel unfulfilled. Even if you're living a great life, we sometimes feel like, oh, my life is good. I don't have any complaints. Who am I to say I want to try something new? Or who am I to say I want to find my purpose when I'm making such a great living? Or I'm so blessed and there are so many other people who are just struggling to get to where I am. You can sometimes feel like this guilt. I love that. I also love that you say, you didn't get it right the first time. We think if we don't get it right the first time, that's it. We done. We failed. I know I tried. I have been 100,000 things becoming who I am. Okay. Yeah. I have been 100,000 things becoming who I am. What are some other things you tried?
Girl, so I love right? Girl, I done tried to sell chocolate. I had my own jewelry. I love jewelry. So for a while I was selling jewelry, ordering from wholesale people. I've tried all sorts of things. And what's crazy is even the things that I've tried, it was still connected to something that I like. And that's the thing we have to be careful of. Just because you enjoy something, just because it's good to you, doesn't mean it's what God wants you to do, right? I love to eat chocolate. I love jewelry. And that wasn't it. And so I love that you said we have to keep trying. I believe in being consistent with trying. Too many times we try something and then it's like, oh man, it didn't work, or, you know, that failed. And then we get paralyzed with trying again because of that first failure. But we keep going and we keep. And the thing is, I've learned that God will, when you're in your right lane of purpose, God will confirm it over and over again until you're confident. You know, he'll send people, circumstances, situations to say, this is where I would have you. And so it's important to understand that just because it's something that you enjoy doing, just because it's something that you're passionate, doesn't always mean that that's what God wants you to do. And that's why it was important for me this time to say, okay, God, how can I serve your people with my gifts? How can I serve the women that you called me to serve with my experience and with my story? And that's how the real journey of purpose started for me, taking my attention off of myself and really putting it on God, saying, what can I do for you and for your people? And I think that's the mindset that will really get us to where he wants us to be.
First of all, that is so true. Just because you enjoy it does not mean that's your purpose. I say all the time that my love for singing, like, because I will not do it to you, okay? I ain't going to do it. I see you. Y'all can't see. I can see her face. She's like, please, friend, don't do it. I'm not going to do it to you. But I truly believe that my love for singing, that's not for other people. That's for me, because singing brings me, like, it is enjoyable for me. That is God's gift to me, for me, for my enjoyment. Same thing with dancing. I love to dance. Unlike singing, I can actually dance. Okay, please don't come for me. Thank you. I can actually dance. But I also believe that that is something that's for me. It's something that I've done, right? And I do, but that's for me. That's not my purpose work. And I enjoy it. I can cook. Like, there are so many things that I enjoy doing. That's, you're right, child. It ain't. That's not the purpose, though. That's just other good stuff I can do. I don't only have one skill. We don't have one skill. We don't have one passion. You can be multi-passionate. It does not mean that you have, that all of those things are your purpose, right? Just right. Because they're your passion doesn't mean that they're all your purpose. You talked about and being intentional with your learning, right? I love that you talk about trying. But once you find your thing, right? Once you get into the space and you find your thing, I love that you talk about being intentional with your learning. I think so many times we have a purpose, we identify it, we recognize, okay, at least we think we do, right? I think this is what God wants me to do. We're not sure yet because we haven't done it. So we don't know if it's our thing yet. But then we sit back and we're like, oh, I don't know where to start. I love that you started with learning. Being intentional about going to conferences, being intentional now about signing up for webinars and gathering information so you can see what steps you need to take in the practical sense to live out this purpose. And then you started, and then you jumped out, you stepped out on faith, right? Like, yeah. I love that. Let me ask you this. What do you think led you to a place, like, how did you get to a place where you're like, okay, I think this is it. Let me start being intentional about the things that I'm choosing. How did you choose which conferences, which webinars? Because there are 100,000 out there. Mm-hmm. How did you choose where to start? How did you know where to start?
I did my homework and I researched and studied people and their businesses that was in alignment with my own beliefs and my own morals and values, you know? And so
I like that. She's saying she vetted them. Do y'all hear that? I vetted them. I didn't just look at their website and say, oh, the website is beautiful. Oh, they sound great. Oh, they said they made $1 million. Yeah. They're going to teach me how to make $1 million. No, she said I vetted them. I did the research. Everybody that looks good, first of all, we all know that people are checking the Instagram, the Facebook, and the website. The good people know it. The bad people know it. The in-between, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. We all know that that's what makes for a good-looking brand, even if the follow-through isn't there. So just because someone has a great website and a great Instagram presence and a great, like, you have to do your research and vet them before you start investing your money. That's why I love a free webinar, because I can get I feel like my spirit has a chance to really see how I'm feeling. And if it feels right, then maybe I'll take the next step. But vetting, I absolutely look, girl, that's a whole word right there.
Yeah, it's really important, you know, to make sure that you're being fed, you know, in a way that feeds your vision and your spirit and what God has called you to do. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, I've done many webinars, and I watched a lot of YouTube interviews and things, and that's how I came across Patrice, who was our mentor, by really seeing what that person stand for and seeing how consistent their messaging was and how consistent they were with feeding and sharing their content. That's what helped me to pick out the right people to pour into me.
Right, because it's got to be, I mean, for me, I can't speak for everybody, but obviously for you too, there's got to be more to this guidance than just you teaching me the nuts and the bolts, right? I know that anybody can teach branding, anybody can teach building a platform and things like that, but I agree with you. I want people pouring into me, especially when it comes to investing, and they're going to be talking to me. I need people pouring life into me that share some of the same values as me. I can't, now, to each his own, friends, Courage Crusaders out there, you can learn from whoever you like, friend. But it adds to the depth at which you can learn and glean from them when they're teaching you not just what to do, but you can see the values behind how they do it. You can see the integrity and in how they carry themselves. Because some maybe I can make $1 million, but it's gonna rub up against my values in the wrong way, or it's gonna have me doing something that I'm not necessarily illegal or unethical, but just something that doesn't sit right with my values. And so I think that's an important thing to add. I don't think that people add that often enough. They're just going with the person who's talking about making the most money and who's talking about teaching the skill that they know, that they need to know. I think it's important for you to add that integrity and character factor. That's what we're talking about. I need to learn from a person of character, not just like any, you know, Joe Schmo off the street, or Sally, not just Joe's, Sally too, not just any Sally off the street. So, no, I love that. Why do you think so many women struggle to get here? They struggle to find out what their purpose is. They struggle to go after it. It's like there's a woman listening right now, and she knows that she has been feeling some type of way for weeks, months, maybe even years. What is keeping her from doing the work to even discover her purpose or to go after her purpose? Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of different reasons, and I think there are overlapping reasons. There's fear, you know, fear of the unknown, fear of what if I fail, fear of what if I make it. You know, there's fear of what people think. There's those doubts, you know, I'm too old. I hear that all the time. I'm too old. Too much time has passed. I've heard women, even for myself, just the uncertainty of it all. We have a job, you know, we have consistent income. We have something that we're comfortable with. So to take a risk and take a chance is like, well, I don't know. Like, should I just be happy with what I have? You know, we get kind of complacent and stagnant. So I think there's a lot of reason why women, and then sometimes time. We're so busy and we do so much and we pour into so many other people that we just put ourselves to the back burner. Like, we just have this natural tendency to give our best to everybody but ourselves. And then we wake up feeling the same thing all over again. We pour, pour, pour. We deplete ourselves, but then we just go to sleep and do it again. And time just goes by where we're taking care of the family, we're doing these things, and we're just not intentional about loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves and pursuing our purpose. I did a post not too long ago. God really put it in my spirit. It's like, being a mother and being a wife is such a great gift, but it's not the only gift. It's not the only call that God has on our life. And we forget that. We get so caught up in all the other stuff that we totally ignore this whole nother realm of purpose that he has for us, because we're so busy over here just doing that one thing.
I love that. And I think we can see that we ignore it. I'm not sure why, but I think we can see that sometimes modeled out in the Proverbs 31 woman. Not that that represents one woman necessarily, right? I don't want to get into a whole thing with that, but that she had duties that she did at home, and she used her skills and her gifts outside the home as well to bring, you know, wealth and prosperity and to care for her family. And so I think that it is possible for us to do that. And I know that we kind of have this societal indoctrination to this idea that the best wife and the best mom is the one who never takes care of herself, the one who works herself to the bone, the one that puts everything and everybody before her. That's the best type of Christian woman, the one who's at the church from the time it opens to the time it gets off, sometimes neglecting her own health. But that's just crap. I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to break. I ain't even going to try and say that nice. That's just crap, man. Like, just that's done. It's a done deal for that, because that keeps us from those distractions, because they're good things. It keeps us from walking fully in what God. So what we're doing is we're sacrificing, but we're not obeying the call in our life. And as we know, as women of faith, that God prefers obedience to sacrifice. So stop sacrificing your time and your health doing, winning at a game that God is not even calling you. You hitting the target that ain't even, you hitting the bullseye on the wrong target every day. Stop it. If you haven't heard episode 30 that I did with Roz Paul, it's the self first, getting a self first mindset. So if after you listen to this, you feel like, yes, you want to get your purpose together, but you still feel some type of way, double back and listen to episode 30 so you can get in a self first mindset and then get to doing this. I loved how you talked about the fear. Listen, we can all relate to it. No matter what the fruit looks like, the root of it is fear, right? That's the real root of it. So right now I'm listening to you and you sound great and courage sounds great and y'all are doing your best life. And you just said Patrice was your mentor. And so that sounds so great and so dope, but I'm not there. I don't know a Courage. I don't know an Erica. I don't know a Patrice. I don't have those people. And so a lot of times when we hear interviews, it sounds like, oh, well, that works for those people. They don't know how regular we are. Girl, we so regular. They don't know. I try to tell these people, I'm a regular schmegular girl, okay? But when they listen to the podcast and they see your, they're going to go and check you out on all your social media, they're going to be like, okay, I'm not them. And so it can happen for them. That woman who's listening, who is starting to feel defeated already, she hasn't even started, what can her next step be? Like, what is the first step she needs to take? Like, she hasn't done anything yet. She's full of fear. What is the first step she needs to take to start this journey?
The very first step, I would say, is to acknowledge the fear, own the fear, but still make a move. And your move may look different from the next person, everybody's first move. But I would say for me, start with God. He is the purpose giver. And I would say to really, while we're praying, to do something. Sometimes we wanna pray and ask God, what can you do with what you have? How can you serve one person? We get caught up, I think, in numbers and big platforms. What if your purpose is to serve one person or to meet one need? take what you have and see how you can help someone else. I have a Pray for Purpose challenge going on right now where it helps women to pray, you know, to pray for purpose. It helps women to really, it puts a language to the questions that we have on the inside. So if you're struggling, if you want to know, you know, you're like, Erica, talk to God. What am I supposed to say? That challenge would be great for you. But I will also say to just work with what you have and serve in some kind of way, and you will bump into it. You will bump into the it for you. But we can't always just sit and wonder, and we can't just ask God. Like, we have to be able to give God something to work with. So that would be my advice. Like, don't try to figure out the A to Z. Don't try to figure out a website, a business name, all of this. Just really look at yourself, look at your story. What do you like to do? What comes to you naturally? And how and who can you help? How can that help someone else? Who can you help? And our purpose is always on the inside of us. It can be a journey. It can take some time. But the truth of the matter is, you don't have to find your purpose. Like, your purpose is to be discovered, is to be revealed, is to be uncovered. And the only way that you can do that is by taking action. So whatever you feel like you're called to do, whatever you're able to do, just start there.
I love that, because as you were giving these steps, and these are phenomenal steps, as you were giving them, I was thinking back to when I found, to when I discovered, uncovered my purpose, and it was the same thing, right? I started with God. I don't know how I could even begin to have the confidence to do anything until I knew who I was. But then, even though, like, because some of y'all are in the church, some of y'all are in the Word, and you still don't know, but it wasn't until I started praying specifically about my, I remember crying. I remember calling Olivia and Kia, shout out to Olivia and Kia, two of my closest friends, like crying, I don't have a purpose, I don't have a gift. And they're like, no, you got one. I'm like, what is it, dude? Oh, y'all don't know, because I don't have one. I just cried, and I was so hard to see, but I continued to pray about it. The crazy thing is, even once I got a glimpse of it, I was like, no, I don't want that one. I was like, no, I don't want that one. And so it took me years to get to a place. And I'm going to be honest, the reason I rejected it in the beginning is because my confidence in God and who God has called me to be as a person, as a woman, wasn't where it is now, right? So back then, when I saw this purpose, I didn't feel worthy of the calling. I felt like, no, there's no way that's my actual purpose. Not me, not with where I come from, not with what I've done, not with my attitude right now today, right? Like, no, that can't be it. And so I kind of skirted around it, and I tried to do like some type of, some other version of it, but all roads to live in your purpose lead to your true purpose, right? So as you continue to pray and do things like you're saying, it was in the doing. So I refused to take the steps towards the purpose that was revealed to me. But as I took steps toward what I was comfortable with, it still ultimately led me to being the Chief Courage Crusader, to being your favorite Bible teacher. But in 2015, I was like, I know he don't want me teaching. No, ain't nobody gonna learn the Bible from me. I know that ain't it. It must be something else, Lord. But that was a lack of faith. That was a lack of, you know, being able to see myself the way God saw me. And so I love that you say that. Prayer for, like, go to God, praying specifically for your purpose and doing something, taking some type of steps. Even if you don't know what step number 300 is going to be, you know what step number one could be. You know the one thing that you could do today. So I absolutely love that. That's so good. And guys, I'm going to share in the show notes the link so you can join the challenge. If you're in the Dose of Courage community, I'm going to share that in the community as well, so you can get to it either way. So there's no excuse for you not to have it. There's no excuse for you not to take the next steps. I absolutely love having you on here. Is there anything, I have one last question to ask you, but it's not about purpose. So is there anything that you feel like this is on my heart? I just need to share this. Let me leave them with this before I go on.
Yeah, I would say to do it afraid. I would say that even when you begin to take the steps, you're going to have that lack of faith. You're going to have that lack of confidence. I did. When God really showed me that he wanted me to help other women to pursue their path to purpose, I'm like, really, God? Like, first of all, I'm an introvert. I don't really do that type of stuff. You mean I need to be on podcasts and on social media and doing videos and sharing my story? And I had that same doubt. And then I heard the voices like, who are you to tell people about purpose? Like, who are you to say that you, like, purpose is big? You know, so you're going to have those voices in your head. You're going to have those doubts, those fears. But I'm telling you, if you can practice doing it afraid, because it is, I haven't mastered it. But the more I do things afraid, the more progressive, the more progress I make. I relate pursuing purpose to walking on water. We all know the story of Peter when he walked on the water. Taking a step out the boat is scary. You know, it's uncertain. You don't know what's in front of you. You're too afraid to look behind you. Yeah. But it's when we take that step out of the boat and we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus to say, okay, God, I don't know where you're taking me. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to lift up this foot and I'm going to walk. I'm going to pursue. He will fulfill his promises to you. He will see to it that you get to that destination. And so you really have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Pursuing purpose is, if anybody told you it's pretty and it's easy, it's not true. Like, that's a lot. It's scary. You know, it's uncertain. And the enemy will tell you all you're not worthy. People don't need to hear that part of your story. People don't need to know that. People don't need to know you overcame that. And it's the very opposite. You know, people need to know your story. People need to be able to relate and resonate. We don't want just these mountaintop stories where we feel like we're down here and everybody else is up there. So just take your authentic story, your gifts, and just go. Scared and all. Just do it. Take a step out the boat and God will be right there leading you every step of the way.
That is so good. Y'all heard it. Just do it scared. I love it. Last question. It's a question I try to ask everybody. Where do you go for a dose of courage?
Being the woman of faith that I am, it's going to have to first be God in the word. And sometimes I don't mean like getting in my Bible and, you know, having this pretty thing, but it can be in the shower, crying, ugly cries, my tears, like, God, I need you to help me, you know? And because the word is in me, because I have a relationship with God, it never fails that I'm encouraged in the word. You know, I'm encouraged in his promises for me. I'm encouraged in the fact that he said I can do all things through Christ. Like, I can't, but he remind me that I can through him, you know? And yeah. So, that's just my truth. I just go straight to God, straight to the word. I have other means of getting my courage, but that's always my foundation.
I love that, going to the word. And I love that you made the distinction. It's not necessarily that you are going to the Bible, but you spend so much. Hear this, y'all. I want y'all to hear these words, okay? She spends so much time in the word as a regular part of her day-to-day life, her faith walk. So even when she's not going through anything, she is spending time in the word, and she has done so over time, so much so that now the word is in her. So when she says, go to the word of God, she can go to the word of God in the shower because the word is in her. That does not happen by getting in our word on Sunday only, Wednesday Bible study only. Now I'll be singing this song. I'm gonna keep singing this song. You already know who the sponsor of this episode is. It is the Courage Circle. So if you want to be able to get in the shower and get in the word at the same time, right? That means the word's gotta be in you. Right, you can get in the word anywhere, in the parking lot, at Chick-fil-A, at both. Like, I can get in the word anywhere in the hospital, even if I left my Bible somewhere, even if my phone dies, even if YouVersion don't work anymore, I can still get in the Word because the Word is in me. If you are trying to get to that place, please sign up for the Courage Circle. I say it every time. I'm going to keep saying it all the time. The link is in the show notes, www.thecurrentcircle.com. Get in there. All right, Miss Erica, thank you so much for saying yes to this and for hopping on to make this happen. I am so blessed by you and by our friendship. I'm always excited when God brings someone into my life because I know that he's like, I'm spoiled. I know that. So I know, like, I already know that that's how the Lord loves me. I'm a daughter and an heir. So he gives me all the good things, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm excited to see what else the Lord has for this this connection, this friendship that he's made. I'm excited about that. So I appreciate you, friend.
Thank you, friend. I love you, and thank you for all that you do. Like, this is just always inspiring to me, and I know you're helping many women. So y'all get in that Word and get in that Courage Circle.
All right. I love you. Listen, y'all, be sure to check out Erica in all places on Facebook, on Instagram. They are there in the show notes. What's your Facebook handle?
It's all She Pursues Purpose, Instagram and Facebook.
She Pursues Purpose, Instagram and Facebook. Check her out. And definitely join this prayer challenge with us. It's in the show notes. It's also going to be in the Dose of Courage community on Facebook. So I hope to see y'all there. Until next time, all right, y'all be strong and very courageous. Love y'all.